Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
I'll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. We're glad you're with us this afternoon. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg. Bob and Kelly, Deem is out today. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great place to cater your next event, whether it be for your business, your church, or your home. Your family, of course. And a great place to take your family to eat any night of the week. Dickey's Barbecue. Really appreciate all the guys do. Mike Frazier going to be joining us a little later in the program. Some big junior college football taking place in the state of Mississippi later tonight. Kelly got some great basketball interviews with some players that we'll try to get on the air starting tomorrow. But we want to kick off the show with a return appearance from our good friend Marshant Kenny down in New Orleans. And Marshant came on the show last week at my request. And Marshant, we got quite the reaction to your segment with us last week, and so I invited you back. And I just want to know, has obviously the Jacksonville State game was not a pretty thing for any of us to watch, but just your thoughts after that game as we go into the bye week, and has anything that you expressed to us last week changed in your mind?
No, it's not changed at all, and even last week, you asked me more or less kind of break down the game a little bit, you know, talk a little game analysis, but I'm just past that right now. When you're a 6-point underdog, almost a touchdown dog on the road to 0-3 Jacksonville State, and then you think you're past the worst loss in history, 55-3 last year at South Allen. We just experienced the worst loss in our history, and just I just don't see a sense of urgency messaging, enough's enough messaging. You know, when is enough's enough?
Yeah. Where would you put that Jacksonville State loss, Marshant? Do you mean that literally? Because I do think that I don't know how you judge those things adequately, but boy, that was a terrible, terrible, terrible show by the Golden Eagle football program.
And I'll put it in perspective on where we're at as a program. There may have been bigger blowout losses, what have you. You're talking about you're playing a team in their second year in major college football, and they're 0-3. And they absolutely manhandle you 44-7, and you're in year four, Coach Hall. It's just perspective on where you're at. It doesn't get worse than that. I don't know what could be worse than that. I said last week, Southern Miss fans in a state of despair, hopelessness. I mean, I hope it hasn't gone past that at this point. But it's just I don't know where this thing's headed right now. And there's been no direct message from top administration of enough's enough. I'm not saying firings or anything, you know. I'm just saying enough is enough. We are so far from Reggie Collier. It's comical, you know.
Yeah. Well, can you put your finger on it, Marshant? When you watch the team play, if there was one or two things you could say that this is the problem, is that possible?
I just think it's been a lot of highs and lows with this coaching regime. And as you know, last year, you know, Coach Hall decided to give up play calling duty, and then, you know, the team did actually play a little bit better, you know, when he became the hype-it-up kind of coach on the sidelines, in and out of huddles, and they started playing better. And then, you know, this year you got a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator, just a lot of changes there. It's just what I'm really not seeing is just that expecting-to-win vibe. I was just hoping in year four we'd be delivering that message. And I heard last week practice kind of changed from the norm a little bit tougher on the guys. And, you know, you can make practice tough every now and then, but I heard it was a little unique, and it just players' direction just kind of gets a little messed up over time, and you can't tell me that game against Jacksonville State didn't look discombobulated. You know, it's just they look faster than us, and that's not the case. There's just a lot of highs and lows of things that's happened, and just I use Nick Saban as an example all the time. I mean, Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time. I use him as an example with my son. Teenagers get concerned sometimes about who thinks this of them. What are they talking about me about? And I said, man, you have no control over that. Just follow Nick Saban's rule. You know, Nick Saban, the way he talked, you remember, he kind of had his hand in front of him, chop, chop, chop. He's all about the process and identity. And that process that he had, that's the identity that you're going to come aboard with. And it's just, you know, the direction is just, I said last week, we have no identity. We have no identity. We have no direct message that's just been consistent. And when it's this bad, I asked you guys last week, do we have an identity? And nobody could answer, man. Southern Miss football is in flux right now.
Well, Marshan, I want to ask you, probably if there is another person that is taking as much heat as the coaching staff, it's the athletic director, Jeremy McClain. And like you said, there has not been any public statement as to, what's going on, if anything indeed is going on. But if it is going to be business as usual, I'm sure that's something the fan base would like to hear as well. So what do you make of that? What's Jeremy McClain thinking at this point? And it's all hypothetical. But
very disappointed in the messaging from administration, top administration. Jeremy McClain, there is no enough is enough vibe. It almost feels like from a fan base, I know they care, but you start getting creep thoughts creeping in your head. Like, we care way more than it seems to be what's being messaged out of there. Do they know how bad we are right now in football? Do they know how far we've fallen in football? They do, but it's like any multi-million dollar businessman, like very, very successful business guy, he delivers a message. And when you get to upper levels, it's about numbers. And numbers don't look good right now in football. And, when a CEO of a big business, numbers don't look good, he makes changes. And he makes them fast. He doesn't worry about emotions. He doesn't worry about this or that. He does what's best for business. Best for business right now out there is a direct message. We're changing things, whatever that is. Sorry, fans, in a way. Because, the fans, I feel for the fans. I feel for the players, obviously, being a part of all this right now. But the fans, man, there's just no direct messages. My wife Angela and I talked about that. Where's the message, man? We're just going to keep doing.
And when you look at positions, more and more injuries at the quarterback position, which seems to never go away, and we're not even a third of the way into the season, and here the quarterbacks are all banged up again. Is this just coincidence, or where does strength and conditioning come into injuries? Not just with the quarterbacks, but with any player on a football team.
No, I hate to point fingers at things, but man, injury, nutrition, I know those topics have come up a lot, through the grapevine, and I don't know all the details about it, but I hear enough. And, just when the injury bug is consistent like this, and, you see players laying on the field a little bit more than usual 4 years sometimes, it just, man, it just feels like there's a lot of facets out there that aren't right. And somebody, like I said, a CEO, a top administrator at Southern Miss needs to give direction, needs to say this is the process we're going on with a sense of urgency, we're changing all this.
So what is a legitimate expectation for the rest of this season if you're a Southern Miss football fan?
If you see a win on this schedule, the way we're playing right now, I'd love to know which game. I mean, I was thinking, too, James Madison was somebody I learned back in the history books. That's the only way I knew James Madison. Now that guy's light years ahead of us in football.
No, Marshan, it is James Damn Madison because they're good
James
at every
Damn
sport.
Madison.
Yeah, but,
James Damn Madison. But they dropped 70 at a P5 school on the road. Are we a team that could do something like that right now?
Marshan, for the record, James Madison was a U.S. president.
Yes,
he was in all the papers back in the day.
He has his own university now, and they're damn good.
Well, I'm saying you learned about him in the history books, man. What are you talking about? I know who James Madison.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
The next time you see Kelly, are you going to punch him out, Marchand?
Let's make this clear. I did not go to school for GPA. No, I went for tax.
Okay.
You know, I'm eligible, Coach. That's all you need.
Yeah, any team I was on was to help the grade point.
I know you got a lot to do, Marchand. I've got a real short 3-minute break, and I'd like to ask you if you can hang on for just a couple of minutes about this situation that players are now beginning to opt themselves out for the rest of the year if their NIL deals are not to their satisfaction. Have you got just a couple more minutes you could stick around and comment on that?
No, I would like to talk about that, absolutely.
All right, Marchand Kenny's with us, great friend of ours, great figure in Southern Miss football history.
So what do we call this, the self-red shirt?
We're going to ask Marchand. I think we'll call it whatever Marchand wants to. And you know you're in big trouble when you see him.
No, I'm not.
It's a mismatch. Bro.
It's
a mismatch.
I got more.
You just insulted the man.
I got more dirt on Marchant Kenny than anybody. So I think I'm good.
More with the great Marchant Kenny still to come. Mike Frazier. We're gonna have a good time today. Hope you'll stick around.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the program where you get all your Southern Miss apparel. I bet they got a Marchant Kenny jersey down there. If they don't, they should. Hell, I'd buy a Marchant Kenny jersey.
I appreciate that.
On the show with us. I've told Marchant this story. He'd have any reason to remember this, but the Liberty Bowl, when we demolished Pittsburgh, I go down to the field at the end of the game, and Marchant comes over, and I reach out, introduce myself, congratulate him, and the first thing out of Marchant, he didn't know me from Adam, first thing out of his mouth is, thank you, sir, for coming to the game. Class, Marchant Kenny, class.
I appreciate that, man. So, I have my tough guy ways, but I love that fan base. Like I said, my favorite moment from Southern Miss was coming out as a team captain from that tunnel. And I didn't know we'd have 25,000+ Golden Eagle fans there. When I turned to go to the field for the coin toss and came in the stadium, I looked up and I'm like, my goodness, look at all these people. This is nuts.
It was a crazy day.
You're in that number, man. You're in that number. I was very thankful. Yeah, very thankful.
Very, very special times. Marchant, things are a lot different now than back then. I know you were a proud Golden Eagle, and so many guys, you guys took such pride in coming here and being a part of the Nasty Bunch and the nasty tradition of Southern Miss football. Today we read this week about how things have changed. Here's a kid that's the starting quarterback at UNLV. Is that right, Kelly? UNLV, they get off to a 3-0 start. He quote-unquote redshirts himself because he's unsatisfied with his NIL deal and just says, I'm not going to play anymore this year. What do you make of this new era of college football, Marchant?
You know, I mean, it's getting to be more business where the players are now versus, you know, that collegiate field being student athletes and the whole business side. And they do have to look after themselves on the business side of things, and a little bit more selfishness comes into play. I don't approve of those kind of things, but, you know, the NCAA did this to themselves, as you guys know. They lost some court battles with players and with the EA Sports thing, and it's kind of snowballed as NCAA started losing control because TV money started making such a big deal of power conferences. And now this NIL money, there isn't a cap on it. There's not enough regulations on it. I'm never mad at the players doing what they – I wouldn't do that. I would not do that, ever leave my team or they're giving – that's ridiculous to me. But, you know, the NCAA did it to themselves, man, and this NIL is NFL free agency but uncapped.
But what's going to happen, though, is fans are going to start turning away. That's what made college football unique, is you were there because you loved the sport, you loved the school, and now it's no different than the NFL. Now, the NFL is pretty popular, but I'm just saying that's why no other league has been able to compete with the NFL. But now, and college football could wind up going the same way because there's not a whole lot of difference between college and the NFL anymore, it seems.
Right. Are them days ever coming back, Marchand? The type of loyalty to the school and the program that I know has been a big part of your life?
Oh, Bob, repeat that last part. It broke up for a second.
No, I said, are those days ever going to come back where players, you know, cherish their school and their program the way I know that you have your entire life at Southern Miss?
I think, especially guys from my time, the early 2000s, Larry Fedora days, Monk and turning around, the guys have a lot of pride in Southern Miss. I've said this a million times. You guys see social media. People joke all the time. I mean, nonstop. Marchand, be a defense coordinator. Go be a coach. I'm like, man, I can't be a coach. I would have a heart attack on the field with my adrenaline. That's why I never got a coach. And I know my wife would drive her crazy. Marketing now, that's more my thing.
Yeah.
And the problem that I have right now, and I've had this for a long time, and I'm getting a little bit louder about it because it's just frustrating, is the message. You know, we can do all sorts of stuff behind the scenes, but it's what you see out there. And there is no vibe of Southern Misses. You can lose, Bob and Kelly, you can lose and still have fun. I was watching this pro wrestling thing the other night. They get this guy who does an entrance, Jey Uso. He comes through the stands. Fans lose their minds. I'm like, you know, why not next game come out with something if the NCAA allows it? I don't know, but this was if I was marketing, have the players come through the student section or just the nasty bunch come through the student section with some music, hype-up stuff. It's just there has to be some kind of in-your-face entertainment value right now, and it's not entertaining, man. It's not. We lost. Some of the teams have lost a lot through the years. You know, but you knew you're going to get a lot of times on here. But it's the marketing is not. Come back, look what we're doing. It's not.
Yeah, and I knew
in
that.
Any facet.
I knew Marchant wouldn't necessarily be a good coach because you can't beat players up anymore. Like he used to.
You know what's funny though? I coached my son's 7th, 8th grade football team a few years ago, and I had these dry erase boards because you know kids are very they got to see it. You know you. Talk about cover three all you want, but I had this board. I went to 10 of them. Smash. They laugh so much. It got to be funny, but I'm like,
Marchant, have you mellowed any, Marchant?
Have I mellowed?
Yeah.
I've mellowed, but I'm still passionate as heck. Once you get me started about something.
Well, you know, and you guys were talking about the loyalty to the school. And Bob, earlier this year on the Eagle Hour, we interviewed Jason Henderson, the outstanding linebacker at Old Dominion.
Right.
And he's very outspoken, Marchant, saying he had several – he was the defensive player of the year in the conference last year. I mean, he's just a stud linebacker for ODU. Yep. They're struggling through a beginning of their season so far. He had several opportunities to go to other schools with NIL deals or whatever, and he just said, why should I do that when I know the grass is really green here? You know, yeah, you guys can maybe go to these other schools, but you have no guarantees. You have no guarantees by going to these other schools. He said, I got it good here. Why would I want to risk it? And I wish more players would have that attitude.
Oh, man, the numbers don't lie. The percentage of transfers that go to other schools, the overall percentage, it's not very high for the ones who succeed. It's not, as far as, you know, being what they're expecting to be. So numbers don't lie. A lot of it gets into numbers, and I wish numbers would come out more. Hey, this is what's going to happen more than likely if you go there. Yeah.
All right, Marchant. I kept you longer than I told you I would, and I appreciate you, brother. I'm going to get you back on next week if you want to come, because we'd like to get you to – we'd like to hear you preview the Raging Cajuns and the Raging Cajuns-Southern Miss matchup that'll be. Is that good? Can we reach out and schedule something next week?
I'll tell you what. They're on an 11-game losing streak to Southern Miss, and we got a bye week. So if you don't think they're going to come in here with flea flicker reverses, triple Lundy plays, I mean, they're it's going to be a week. We better get ready for that.
All right, brother. We'll look forward to having you back next week.
Always, my brothers. I will catch up with you soon. All to right. The top.
The great Marchant Kenny, everybody. I just love talking to the guys.
I think it's a good way to describe it, that that he maybe has mellowed, but he's not ever going to lose his passion for the school. And I think that's what's so agonizing for him and a lot of people that have walked those halls and been on the field like he has, is it's just a whisper of what it used to be. And it's a shame. And you do ask the question.
And that's not just this year.
Right.
Let me just say,
that's
it's
right.
not just this year.
That's right.
It goes back to prior to Will Hallbaker.
Right.
I mean, it does. And for guys like me and you, we didn't play there, obviously, but we covered that for a living for many years. And we've always been passionate fans for, gosh, decades. Literally decades. It's painful to watch. I just used to have so much pride in being a Southern Miss football guy, and we just got to get it back, Kelly. We've got to find a way to get it back.
Well, when you look at the famous coach that nobody wants to talk about anymore through that 0-4 season, that was 2012. That was 12 years ago, Bob.
We've had two really good years since then, one with Larry Fedora and one with Todd Monk. Is that fair to say?
Well, that was before – no, after. They were.
Is that fair to say?
No, for sure.
Yeah.
So, we did, excuse me, Coach Hall did, we did have one
We did, we bowl. Had a good bowl year with yeah. Coach Hall, no question about that.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're going to have one this year. I no one wants it, no one wants that any worse than those of us on this radio show. There's been a lot of talk about what we've said in the last couple of weeks. I get that. Nobody wants the football program turned around any more than we do. Is that not fair to say, Kelly?
For everybody.
For everybody's sake. Starting with Will Hall, who we think the world of.
Right.
We personally think the world of him.
But like Marchant Kenny said, it's a business. And, you know, when you're talking, and for a lot of schools, college football is the bill payer.
For
the rest of the sports.
There's no doubt.
You know, so when football ails, it's painful on just about every other sport.
All right, we're going to talk next segment with Mike Frazier about some junior college stuff. And then the last segment, I want to preview something Kelly did this morning. Very, very interesting what he told me about an interview that he conducted this morning at basketball. 8 o'clock, is that right?
8:45.
8:45 in the morning? Were you up, or were you just not?
No, I just didn't come in from last night.
You were just getting in.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, notice it's the same clothes you had on yesterday.
Well, now you don't need to be telling. But this is why we do radio, Bob. You don't need to be telling people, you know, that I didn't wash my toupee and all this other stuff.
People tell me all the time, you need to take it easy on Kelly. Nah,
I can take it. If I'm going to dish it out, I got to be able to take it, right?
Listen to this, Kelly. In a God of DeVita.
Little smoke on the water.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Smoke on the water.
Yeah.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank Marchant Kenny for coming back on the show this week. We're not bringing Marchant on to attack the football program. Marchant is just a man full of passion and love for Southern Miss. One of the great, great players of all time here. And I think he just has a unique insight, Kelly, into what we're watching.
And sometimes people forget that he was a television sports anchor at right. WDAM-TV when he was, you know, after his playing days. So he's an experienced journalist.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of our program, and that's where you can go get good lunches, good meals, always catch a good Southern Miss athletic event on TV, and always have a good time. The memorabilia alone is worth going to 4th Street Bar and Grill. You could spend a couple hours just gazing through all of that. It's really quite fascinating. It's Thursday. That's when we bring the go-to guy about junior college football, Mike Frazier, JUCO Weekly, a man who just must sit up late at night. Late at night, Kelly, when I'm sleeping, I don't even want to talk about what you're doing late at night, but Mike Frazier is studying JUCO football.
And as we welcome Mike, he's going to tell us that when Pearl River goes down to Gulf Coast tonight in Perkinston, one of the most heated rivalries in the MACCC, that Pearl River, after an upset win at East Central last week, is going to go down to Perkinston and gut the Bulldogs like a fish. Right, Mike?
Wow. Wow. Well, my good man, that is some Kool-Aid drinking there, buddy.
Well, I'm guilty as charged there, drinking the Pearl River Kool-Aid for sure. But it was a great win for PRC last week. Let's start there, and then we'll talk about that big game down in Perk.
Oh, yeah, Keenan Franks, what a job he did for Pearl River. Back-to-back games. Last week, 123 yards rushing. The week before that, 141 yards rushing. Boy, he has really gotten it done for Pearl River. Big football win. Their kicker, Morgan Kraft, he picked up national honors.
Yeah.
Knocked down another game-winning field goal. I mean, this kid's got ice water in his veins. And, man, good to see Seth and, Patrick Osh over there at Pearl River, Dr. Brewerwood, to get some success, because football is one of the sports they want to really be one of the top-tier teams in the conference and get it back to where it was. And that was a fun win for them.
Yeah, but
and it's like I said, it's a tough league. You can't go from 12th to 13th in the power rankings to one or two overnight. But, man, they're making some nice strides. And you've got good players there.
And back to reality, obviously I'm a Pearl River guy, but this is going to be really an uphill battle for Pearl River tonight, going down to Perkinston in a South Division battle.
You think?
Well, Gulf Coast is pretty good.
Hey, man, Landon Varnes at quarterback, playing well, a freshman. They've got a bunch of freshman receivers. Beverly's one of them. Another talented receiver that they have, J.P. Coulter. He's up there in the top 10 in receptions for the season. Defensively, Gibson up front on that offensive line, he is an absolute stud. They are a well-balanced team. That is a machine. I mean, what Jack Wright has done and continues to do in 7 years there at Mississippi Gulf Coast, that's a tough conference and a tough division to come out of. And, man, this guy recruits. He's got a terrific pipeline with Warren Central High School. He gets great players out of there. He gets guys that buy into his system. Look, guys, as good as Gulf Coast is this year, look at their roster, loaded with freshmen who are making a difference at the freshman level. So Gulf Coast isn't going anywhere for a while. They're number 4 in the country. I think they should be number 3 ahead of Snow, just because Gulf Coast plays a much tougher schedule, and they've had great results with that. They are a really good football team. Another good game, really the other marquee game in the league, is Jones at Holmes. Two nationally ranked teams. Holmes jumps in the rankings this week for the first time at 4-0. Jones is a top 15 team. So though this is not a divisional game, it's a big game in two categories, one on the national scene and two for the tiebreaker. Jones already with the South Division loss. You're going to have a logjam of teams in that South Division, again, likely with one divisional loss. So then you start going through the tiebreakers, and one of those tiebreakers is overall record. So very important game for Jones tonight, and Holmes as well. Really get a good feel on what Holmes can do against what I think is just a tougher division, that South Division. I want to see how they stand up against Jones.
Mike Frazier with JUCO Weekly, JUCOWeekly.org. We suggest that you give them a follow, download them on Instagram, follow them for all the latest in the MACCC, the Mississippi Association of Community Colleges Conference. When you look at the South Division, Mike, odds makers, I would guess, are going to say that Gulf Coast still the favorite to win that the South Division. But then Jones, and again, with all due respect to Pearl River, Jones and Colin probably would be the runner-up at this point, the favorite to be the runner-up. Is that fair?
Yeah, you could say that right now. The good news is for Pearl River, even if they fall tonight, you know, they still have Colin on the schedule. So if they beat Colin in that head-to-head, that would be huge.
Yeah, that they are. They still do have all those schools ahead of them. And while we've talked about how great Mississippi Gulf Coast has been, everybody seems to be scratching their head at the demise of Hines. Not just that the Eagles are not winning, but quite frankly, Mike, they really have not even been competitive. And I'm just shocked by that.
Yeah, Hines. You know, they're the largest school in the system, so. If you're Larry at Hines, man, you know, this is not a good situation to be in. Now, he's still got half the season left. If he can get a head of steam going, you know, maybe they can, you know, get a little something brewing here, but it does not look good for Hines.
The offense has really been struggling just to put some points on the board. So that's problem number one. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. That is, and also defensively, they're in the middle of the pack. You know, hey, you talk about defense. How about Pearl River, 135 yards, eighth in the country, just giving up 135 yards through the air. So we'll see what they do tonight here against Landon and Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Mike,
you know, I'll tell you the other one. How about Itawamba last week, going into East Mississippi and winning that one?
Yeah, Itawamba, and they beat gave Pearl River their only loss this year. It was to Itawamba.
I mean, when's the last time you saw Buddy Stevens' team 1-3, 0-2 in conference play? Yeah. I mean, he's been there since 2009, 2010. Came from Pearl River, I believe.
That's right. That's right.
And man, you know, so East Mississippi is behind the eight ball. You know, they're trying to get into that MAC playoff.
Mike, two schools we never talk about are Cahoma and Mississippi Delta, both up in the Delta. They play football in the Delta, but why do you think those programs have traditionally struggled so?
You know, tough place of the state to recruit players, and then facilities as well. You know, while they've made some strides, they're just not up to the level of the schools around the MACCC. And it comes down, in the last 10 years, it's about what kind of facilities do you have, and then also they're just not winning, so you're not going to get top-tier people to want to go up to the Mississippi Delta. I mean, it used to be the place to be. I mean, but, you know, with jobs leaving that area, you know, it's just tough.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough place to recruit. You know, I'm somewhat surprised that they still play football in those two markets. You know, it is a tough sell to get quality players up there. You know, a while ago, oh gosh, you got to go back maybe, gosh, 10, 12 years ago, they tried by giving these, you know, schools more scholarships. Now, they still do that where if you finish at the lower tier, you get a couple extra out-of-state scholarships. But, man, back in the day when Cahoma was playing football, they were able to get the presidents to allow Memphis to be not an out-of-state recruiting
area.
You know, you have to use your out-of-state recruiters. So Freeman Horton, who was the head coach, went up there loaded up on kids from Memphis. They actually beat Gulf Coast one year, and Freeman was coach of the year. And then the athletic directors and the president said, whoa, wait a minute, we can't have that. You know, yeah, so that was that was a wild time back then. So, but yeah, I mean, the history is very competitive in Mississippi. And look, the Delta is just, there's no population there, so harder to get people to go there.
All right, Mike, we really appreciate your insight every week. It's fascinating talking to you. You must spend a lot of time studying junior college football. If it even knows the history of Cahoma Junior. I'm impressed, Mike. I always love having you on the show, and I look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
Well, look, it's a terrific league, and what they do for student-athletes, not only providing them an education, but give these kids an opportunity to continue their athletic career. It really is It is something special that they've got going on
down
there.
It's very, very important, and that's why we cover it every Thursday. All right, thanks, Mike. Mike Frazier, JUCO Weekly. Man, he knows his stuff, don't he?
Yeah, a lot of the games tonight. I think we start to get into the homecoming season. There might be one here or there that's played on a Saturday, but by and large, most of them on Thursday nights.
Interesting insight about a member of the Southern Miss basketball team. That's next. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, I want to thank Mike Frazier for joining us. Let me take care of a little business here. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. Great place for baseball, softball training. Great place to take your children, and a great place to do a little early Christmas shopping in their pro shop. If you got a ball player in your family, guaranteed there'll be something at DBAT that they would like to see under the Christmas tree. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Hello to my good friend Kevin and all the guys down there. They invite you to visit their new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West. It is beautiful, and it is an example of what the future of car dealerships is going to look like. The only Genesis showroom in the state of Mississippi. Mo Babinier Company, of course, is where we like to go for dessert. We know you will, too. And I want to remind you about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Downloads have been going through the roof here in the last few days, and we're grateful for that.
We're going to be on the road tomorrow, Bob. Is that right?
Yeah, Ramey Motors, one of our favorite places to go, the Great Dakota, greatest baseball player in the history of Purvis High School.
Just ask him.
He'll tell us again tomorrow. He tells us every time we see him. Right. They'll have a snack bar all set up, Kelly.
And now we're talking.
Yeah. I have to admit, I hit it myself when I'm down there. So looking forward to getting back with our good buddies down at Ramey Motors in Purvis. All right. All right, here we go. Andrew Corbella, talented point guard for Southern Miss basketball. But a kid who I called out some of his behavior last year, took a little heat for that. I don't think I was the only one a little disturbed by some of his behavior. And it is what it is. Kelly had a sit-down with this young man today. And, Kelly, you walked into my office today and you started telling me that this appears to be a different young man. And I was very, very encouraged to hear what you said.
Let's hope that he meant what he said. You know, and I have no reason to not believe him. And you'll get to hear in the interview as we present it in shows to come. He said he knew he was a loose cannon. He said there's been some things in his childhood and some things in his past that needless to say, are not orthodox and that he's had to deal with. But it's time to move on and time to grow up a little bit. And that he was affecting the team in a negative way and that he would never, ever want to do that consciously. He said that Juan Cardona has been a big influence. You know, in getting, but it seems to me that the level of maturity now that he's dealing with, and because it's his last year, mm-hmm. this is his last chance, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, I don't want to be the guy that everybody says, that I don't want people to describe me as the kid's loaded with talent, but.
Yeah.
He wants to get rid of that but.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, so we're going to, because it is a big year with him and Nefta Alvarez in the backcourt. And with Tegra Eze, who has re-sculpted his body in the offseason to be a powerful presence inside, they really feel good about this basketball team. But Curbelo, you know, came here from the University of Illinois, you know, had the eligibility issues, and then the eligibility issues got cleared up, but then he exhibited, correct, as you mentioned, some other issues But he's been dealing with that and has grown up. And he said, look, I'm a fiery competitor. I hate to lose, which I love to hear that.
Right.
That he hates to lose, but he didn't ever want to be a distraction.
Well, 2 points about this kid, Kelly, and I mentioned this to you. I saw him at a baseball game this spring, and I really paid close attention to him. You know, I wanted to see how he was acting. And he got mobbed by little boys, and he just couldn't have been any kinder. He was taking pictures, signing autographs, spent as much time with every kid, it seemed like, that walked up to him. So that kind of caught my eye that, you know, he just appeared different to me. But no one can mistake his talent and what he could bring to the basketball floor.
And really, in the interview this morning that I conducted with him, he continued to beat himself up over some of these things from last year. And I finally, rightly or wrongly, I kind of interrupted him. And I said, Andre, look, okay, let's forget about that.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked enough about that. Let's talk about this team. But fully takes responsibility for his actions, and he says you're going to see a different guy this year.
Well, good.
And let's hope that
I hope for his sake and beyond basketball.
And the team's sake.
Exactly.
You know.
But more than anything for this young man. I want him to be healthy and happy and productive in his life.
And the Sun Belt Conference, Bob, you know, we went down to Media Day last year for basketball. They are not doing that. This year, not doing a media day in New Orleans like we did last year because of the technology available now. Media day is going to be a Zoom conference where...
Whatever happened to face-to-face?
That's what I'm talking about. You get to meet these guys in person. It's different, man.
Totally different.
Yeah, when they're in front of a TV screen, then getting to sit down and have lunch with them. And
totally different. That's why we go to so many practices in every sport. We want to meet these kids. Talk to them like you did this young man today, face to face.
And I got to talk to Nefta Alvarez too, and we talked. I know you'll get a kick out of this in particular because I mentioned you. He will explain his relationship, his close relationship with the rapper Bad Bunny, and how Bad Bunny has been instrumental in keeping him on track since Nefta lost his dad a couple of years ago, tragically.
Talk about a backcourt combination, brother.
If they can both stay healthy, and I told Nefta Alvarez has hurt that foot 2 years in a row. I said, dude, don't walk anywhere in town. If you need a ride, just call us.
How about them two in the backcourt, 2 7-footers you can rotate in and out of the game?
It's not a bad start.
It's a pretty damn good start if you really want the truth. All right, we'll be on the road tomorrow. Ramey Motors, look forward to that as always. Will Easterby joining us. We'll be catching up on some high school stuff, and we'll have plenty to talk about. We hope you'll join us. We'll know it'll be another good show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until tomorrow, Southern Miss.
To the top. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.